You're listening to SBS News.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers promised in the 2020 Doha agreement on the terms of the US withdrawal from Afghanistan that they would not harbour al-Qaeda members or those seeking to attack the United States. And yet, a mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks, who's called for striking the United States in numerous video messages in recent years, lived for months in the capital, Kabul, apparently sheltered by senior Taliban figures. Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed at the weekend by a Central Intelligence Agency drone strike while standing on the balcony of a house in Kabul. When he announced the successful completion of the operation on Tuesday, President Joe Biden outlined how it had been planned.
Our intelligence community located Zawahiri earlier this year. He had moved to downtown Kabul to reunite with members of his immediate family. After carefully considering the clear and convincing evidence of his location, I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all. This mission was carefully planned, rigorously minimized the risk of harm to other civilians. And 1 week ago, after being advised that the conditions were optimal, I gave the final approval to go get him.
Bruce Hoffman, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the safe house where al-Zawahiri was staying was in Kabul's upmarket Sherpur neighborhood. It was owned by a top aide to senior Taliban leader Sirajuddin Haqqani, who is the deputy head of the Taliban, serves as interior minister in its government, and heads the Haqqani Network, a powerful faction within the movement. He says that demonstrates the Taliban's true attitude to the Doha agreement.
It shows how valueless all of the Taliban's assurances have been to the United States about not being in league with al-Qaeda, not supporting al-Qaeda, not allowing al-Qaeda to regroup and reorganize. Al-Zawahiri was given a mansion that belonged to the Haqqani family in a very tony area, a desirable area of Kabul. He could not have been there, could not have been accorded this VIP treatment if not the Taliban were cheek and jowl with al-Qaeda.
Mr. Hoffman says that the fact that al-Qaeda has not appeared to be active in recent years should not blind the West to what's been going on under the leadership of al-Zawahiri.
Al-Qaeda is still a threat. Under al-Zawahiri, it pursued a very quietist strategy. Al-Zawahiri, I would argue, was very pleased that for the past 7 or 8 years, our attention was riveted on the Islamic State. And in defeating the Islamic State and destroying the caliphate, he used that period to regroup and rebuild.
Jerome Drevin, a senior analyst studying Islamist militant groups, agrees the Taliban's commitment to the Doha agreement should be under scrutiny.
In the short term, there will be debates about the Taliban, about their commitments to the Doha agreement, about their commitments to the international community not to threaten international order by harboring al-Qaeda. So that will be a real debate in the short term. But then, depending on what happens with al-Qaeda next, with the next leader, it's likely that the next leader is not going to be located in Afghanistan. So in that sense, in the long run, it might help them further distance themselves from at least al-Qaeda's figureheads.
He says there have been persistent rumours of unease within the Taliban, particularly between the Haqqani network, which harboured Zawahiri, and other Taliban factions. But Mr. Drevin says the most important thing now for the intelligence community is to find out what al-Qaeda will do next in terms of its leadership.
One of the issues is that both Osama bin Laden and now Ayman Zawahiri had real credentials. They had been fighting with al-Qaeda since the beginning, since the late 80s, even though Ayman Zawahiri only joined al-Qaeda just before 9/11, he has been around the organization for a long time. So now it will be very difficult for the organization to renew itself, to name a new leader that can be consensually accepted by all the organization's followers, by all the affiliates. And that will be a very difficult process for the organization. And so we are looking forward to what happens next.
Speaking at a White House news conference, John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Council, says the Zawahiri killing demonstrates the intentions of the U.S. in Afghanistan.
As President Biden has consistently said, we will not allow Afghanistan to become a safe haven for terrorists who might bring harm to Americans, to the homeland. We met that commitment. This action demonstrates that without American forces on the ground in Afghanistan and in harm's way, we still remain able to identify and locate even the world's most wanted terrorists. and then take the action to remove him from the battlefield.
And Mr. Kirby says President Biden has not yet decided what, if any, consequences there should be for the Taliban after it was seen to be harboring the Al-Qaeda leader. He says the Taliban has already paid a price in terms of the international community realizing that there was still a connection with Al-Qaeda.
The Taliban have a choice now. Well, they always did, but they certainly have a new choice. And that is they can comply with their agreement under the Doha agreement, comply with their commitments under the Doha agreement, or they can choose to keep going down a different path. And if they go down a different path, it's going to lead to consequences, not just from the United States, but from the international community. This is a group that says they want to govern, that they want legitimacy, that they want financing, that they want international support. And if that's true, then one would hope that they would behave in a manner consistent with those goals.
Mr. Kirby says harboring al-Zawahiri in the Afghan capital and then trying to cover it up is not consistent with the Doha agreement. Alan Lee, SBS News.